say, of course they say them and dad and huh and thou. You know, I have a grandson that's never been around anybody, a colored person in his life, and he's never been around anybody that says, and he talks, sometimes he talks like somebody from Mississippi, and sometimes he's 3 years old. He says, do it, mm-hmm. and thou, and, you know, Rustin. And we just get the biggest kick out of him. We try to get him to say dirt for people as much as we can, because he sounds like he's from Brooklyn. Of course, he will drop that. He uh-huh. will, you know, as he learns to pronounce words and hears how other people pronounce them, I know that he will get to talking like the rest of us. But different ways that different people talk is fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. And I have to be very, very careful, because I'll pick it up. I'll mimic. And I won't realize I'm doing it, but I will mimic. Somebody
I just found a few people say tarred.
Oh, I can't stand that. And I can't stand hearing anybody say arned for ironed either. Uh-huh. I have a sister-in-law said I ironed all day today, and I just want to tear my hair. I can't stand. I know that I don't use correct English all the time. And I really don't speak correctly, but that is very irritating to me. I mean, I can't stand hearing anybody say I seen or I seed or, you know. And I can't stand arned for ironed, and I can't stand tarred for tired. And
what about light?
What?
Light for light.
Lacked?
L-I-G-H-T. Light.
Light. Now, I don't ever hear anybody say that around here.
Nice for nice.
Nice. Nice. Now, I say nice. For nice, I sure do. That's not quite like tired and tarred, though. It's not quite as obvious, you know, and it's different. But I say nice instead of nice. It's easier. It's quicker, you know. You slides off your tongue easier.
Yeah. But I noticed that you said that, but I was wondering if you.
If I realized, I said nice. The tired and the tarred, but I don't, the nice and the nice. I'll tell you something I used to say all the time, and everybody around here says, and that is plenty, instead of plenty. You know, everybody says plenty.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've had plenty. And we had these French teachers of this exchange deal, you know, that are teaching French and Louisiana, you know, because uh-huh. we had French settlers in Louisiana and all. And they just could not get over all of us. They got to be real big friends with the family, you know, and just stay with the family. And they've been here 2 years, and they come with our family for Thanksgiving and, you know, have Thanksgiving dinner with us. And they never had a Thanksgiving dinner before in their lives. And Christmas dinners and all the holidays that we celebrate, well, we invite them, you know, and they come with us. And the word that they seemed to be the most amused about that we said was plenty instead of plenty. And after being around them about 2 years, I don't say plenty anymore. I say plenty now. But all my life I said plenty uh-huh. until they pointed that out. And I thought, well, that's right. It's not plenty. It is plenty. They're fascinating people. I just love to be around them and hear the way they pronounce words, you know.
Where were they from?
They're from France, southern France, actually. Both of them are full-blood French. And they came over here. You see, we've got people from Louisiana that are in France, I guess. I don't know. It's some kind of exchange deal,
mm-hmm.
teaching English. And they're over here teaching French. They teach it in the schools. First through seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
Start with the first grade, you know, and they're